You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
Alrighty, and we are back. This is Elevated Radio FM. I'm your host, as always, CJ McCall. And over the phone from Oakville, Ontario, we have the owner of No Sugar Please and No Allergies Please. If you want to check out their webpage as you're listening, that is noallergiesplease.com. And our guest, Christine NG. Thanks for joining.
Hello.
Hello. So, Christine, please tell us a little about yourself and what exactly it is that you do.
Okay. I wear a couple of hats. I am a holistic nutritionist, and I'm also an acupuncturist. And what I've been doing, I guess, for the past 15 years is helping people eat better and eliminate some of their allergy symptoms.
All right. So let's start with your background. What was it that inspired you to pursue acupuncture and nutrition to begin with?
Well, I kind of just fell into it. I used to be in IT, and that's like computer programming, and I had my kids, didn't want to commute back and forth to work, so I had stayed home, and during the course of that, I started to learn a little bit about nutrition. So I knew you needed certain multivitamins, you needed omega-3s, but that's about all I knew. I thought I ate really well. I met another mother who told me about some nutrition school. I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. Went and sat in on a class, and I was hooked. I thought it was so fascinating. And then I quickly realized what I thought was eating well was far from it. So I went to school for 2 years and then started to expand from there, learned about different ways of testing and addressing allergies, and I just kind of naturally went in that direction.
Yeah, so talk to me about the types of clients you're seeing and what the more common issues and symptoms that you're familiar with.
Well, there's your typical, like the most people that come in, obviously there's seasonal allergies, right? So all the pollens in the spring and the summer will set them off. I have people that come in with various food sensitivities, you know, and some of them are common. You know, some people will have food sensitivities in terms of, you know, they get a rash around their mouth, they get some hives. But a lot of times people will just have digestive issues that will come up. So, you know, gas or bloating. Some people get headaches. Some people eat certain foods and get arthritis symptoms. So you really never know what the symptom is going to be. So those are my typical clients. There are some people that come to see me that are a little bit outside of the norm. For example, some people, they get headaches when the weather changes. So to me, the way I look at it, it sounds weird to say, but it's an allergy to the weather patterns. So you address that sensitivity to those weather patterns, and then they don't get the headaches anymore. And I know it sounds kind of odd to explain, but that's basically what it is.
Yeah. Allergy season, it is upon us right now. Springtime is here. Let's talk about your techniques. Applied kinesiology, cold laser treatment. It sounds pretty complex.
Well, applied kinesiology, it's simpler than it sounds. I kind of summarize it and I say, everything out there that exists, when you break it down small enough, we're all just made of atoms. Atoms are just energy, right? We've got protons and electrons. Those are in the atoms. So they combine and they form all the different cells and tissues of all things. So they have their own fingerprint because of that. So in terms of a fingerprint, the body, for whatever reason, is not recognizing what that fingerprint is. And because it's not recognizing it, it's assuming that it's something foreign and something harmful. So it will initiate some kind of response for it. So then the person gets symptoms.
Right.
So then I use my laser allergy technique to look at to send through the correct information through acupuncture points so that the body kind of resets and reboots itself, brings itself back into balance and goes, oh, yeah, now I know what this is. I don't have to react to it anymore.
Now, what advice would you be able to offer somebody who is looking to maybe improve their nutrition, or maybe they're looking for an acupuncturist too, or any practitioner for that matter? It's very overwhelming out there on the internet when you're kind of searching up this stuff for the first time. How could you point someone in the right direction when they're a newbie at this?
Well, I think the first thing people have to look for is just to make sure that you're finding someone who is properly licensed and registered. I'm here in Canada. I don't know what it's like down in the States per se, but anyone can call themselves a nutritionist.
Yeah, it's like that here too.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. And even with some of the new regulations here in Canada, they just regulated acupuncture in my province a couple years ago. So they are technically the only people that are allowed to do acupuncture is acupuncturists, with the odd exception in terms of, certain chiropractors or physiotherapists, that sort of thing. So you just got to make sure that the people are properly registered and that they've been to a proper school, mm-hmm. not just a weekend course.
Yeah, that's a... I hear that a lot with the U.S. practitioners as well. Anyone can really take a weekend course, and then, they're a nutritionist like that.
Yeah.
Now, we have room for just about one or two more questions here, so let me ask you about your role not only as an acupuncturist and a nutritionist, but as a business owner. What are your goals for the future?
Well, I find the technology is changing so quickly that I'm actually trying to get myself more out there into the social media. In the middle of trying to update my website and have everything connect properly. There's a surge of new information that people are learning all the time, even about nutrition. So getting into gut health and healing the gut, because that's connected to the brain. And, there's all these different types of, diets and keto and paleo and this and that. And I find there needs to be kind of a balance. So I'm trying to also incorporate that and start addressing that.
All right.
With people.
Yeah. And for our listeners who may be interested in working with you, are you open for contact?
Yes, I am.
Oh, all right. Great. So what is the easiest way for them to reach out?
The simplest way that they can get a hold of me is they can send me an email, and it's basically just christine.ng@noallergiesplease.com.
All right, and of course the website, noallergiesplease.com. Christine, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me.
And thank you to our listeners as well. This is Elevated Radio FM. One last time, noallergiesplease.com. Stick around if you want to hear more. We'll be back.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM.